Dr. Pond, I wonder what's on your mind this morning.
Well, apropos of that wonderful REM song that you just played, The End of the World. Not with a bang, but a whimper. Isn't that how the poet put it?
I don't know.
Let's say, kind of, sort of, apropos of the lyrics of that song, here is a term that sounds like it comes from the world of the law, legality. Actually, according to the wordsmith, it comes from the world of medicine, how doctors administer medicine and pills and that sort of thing. But against the backdrop of that wonderful lyric that we just heard and this inglorious civics lesson that the country is going through, here is your drumroll word of the day, adhibit, adhibit. I suspect that's a term that we're going to get used to in all the legal reporting that is doubtless down the road. A-D-H-I-B-I-T. A-D, D as in dog. H-I-B, B as in beautiful. I-T, adhibit. It's a transitive verb. It means to let in, to admit, to administer, to affix, or to attach. You know, all those legal documents that we're going to have fun reading on the teleprompter.
Sort of the opposite of inhibit.
I suppose you're right, Ron. Mm-hmm. Who cares? As long as they get the bad guys.
Who cares? Well, Wayne.
Yeah, we always have definitive definitions of these things.
Why don't you throw out a word that means something to you next time?
That's funny.
Anyway. There is your word of the day. Take it and ponder it. In the depths of your dark little heart.
I thought he went away for a minute there. Hey, Wayne.
I left him speechless.
Thanks a lot,
yeah,
man.
Hey, you're quite welcome, as always. Talk to you in the morning. Be good children. Bye.